understand that point very interesting. In fact, we always know there's always been mutual respect between the community and the department. We hope that mutual respect will continue to define our relationship. Because we can only do better for our people if we are able to speak together and also say this is how we can do things better. Without really shouting at one another. So we'll continue with the style of engagement with yourselves. Again, colleagues and members, you also know that one thing that we emphasize, partly from last year, is just getting serious in understanding how are you faring with regards to your APTs quarter by quarter. And I can assure you that's the best way of holding you accountable. So that we don't only wait until the end of the year if then we get an annual report, but we have no sense of what difficulties you are encountering and whether are you able to meet your own targets. So we will continue looking at the department. That's what we'll be doing today. We did look at your first quarter. We'll be looking at the second quarter and the third quarter today. Hopefully, we will also be able, because we have been asked by the SANPA, by the CEO, and he said, of course, they must speak to you. They asked us that the date that we have earmarked for them, the CEO would not be here, somewhere where you guys have sent him. So we said, fine, Gina, you can come anytime. If the department agrees that you come today, by all means. So that's why they are also in the agenda for today. Also for the benefit of members. Because in the program, I think we have put them somewhere. But because of the difficulties that we had with that date, and we have then decided to slot them in today if they are available. Hopefully we will then hear from the leadership whether they are available. So that basically deals with the welcoming and opening remarks. I'm told that the minister will be joining us because she's attending the inter-ministerial committee at NH as we speak, but she'll be joining us later today. But of course, we welcome all of you and the deputy minister. We welcome the minister when she comes here. Now, colleagues, without any further ado, normally when we start a year, we also look at our own program. How we'll be dealing with matters for the year. Now, you have this program for the, at least for the quarter, for the first quarter. And I think we also have the hard copies as well. We have also given you hard copies. Broadly, we will be looking at the second and third quarter, not only for the department, but also for entities, as you see. So that, again, when we finish, we have a sense that, indeed, we are a department at work, also the entities are at work. So that's what we have in the program, but also program that we'll also be looking at the SONA. How does the SONA, how do we integrate the SONA input by the president in our department? We also have that there. Then we, as you would know, we were also part of the welcome to you. You pipes.
Running from the airport.
Well, yes, that will all be looking at. We were all part of the United Nations framework conference on climate change in Paris. We know that we have an agreement that has been reached by all countries in that meeting. We will then have to see how do we localize that agreement. So that's a part of the problem here. Of course, the last part for the COSA. Welcome, Minister. You also look nice. Yes. Okay, just to give me that you look nice. Then we also said, colleagues, that we should also have a strategic planning session on our own as members of the just to look at the area of work that we have to engage in for the year. Look at the second, in fact, that will be the end of the first quarter. Then look at the second quarter, look at the third quarter, look at the fourth quarter. In that strategic planning session. But among other things, like we are proposing colleagues, you have something there around the second quarter. I don't know whether you have it or it's only me who has it. But we are still not certain when Parliament will rise for the second quarter. We know when it will rise for the first quarter, but up to now we are not certain, because as you also know, there are other elections, and we have got serious parties here in Parliament that need to go and prepare for those elections. We were told that indeed we might go home around May and only be back around July. But be that as it may, we have in our view, the second quarter, we must finalize the issues of ATPs 2016-2017, and of course that is part of the budget process. We must finalize the budget. But also, colleagues, something that we have been saying, and indeed we have not been able to do this, meeting with the police, defense, intelligence on fighting crime, particularly wildlife crime, so that we also assist the departments to get what exactly are we doing there. But of course, our meetings will have to start with the portfolio committee first, so that we get a sense that they also have their eyes on the ball in terms of fighting wildlife crime. So we need to do that, so that there is synergy between ourselves as a committee and this crime-fighting portfolio committee. So we will be meeting with the chairs in due course, so that we prepare for that meeting in the second quarter. The other meeting, colleagues, that we thought we must have, you see, when you say we would like to adopt a poster or an economy path that is not so-called dependent, it cannot only be an issue for the Department of Environmental Affairs. There are many other people who need to be part of that transition from a high to a low-carbon economy. And indeed, we need a political discussion between ourselves as a portfolio committee, the portfolio committee on energy, and in that they are the major player here, the Portfolio Committee on Transport, Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resources, Agriculture, Water and Sanitation. Because it is all these portfolio committees have got something to do with what he agreed at Paris. They then have a role to play. We must then get from them, are they ready to play the role at the level of a portfolio committee. Maybe at some stage, all of us can then call our ministers so that we get a sense that yes, they are all working towards transitioning from a high carbon to a low carbon economy. But our first call as a portfolio committee are not the ministers. Our first call are the other portfolio committees. What are they doing in relation to this? And what can we then together to see that the entirety of our executive is of the same mind in relation to transitioning from a high carbon to a low carbon economy? The other issue that we have put on the agenda for the next quarter, you remember the department through the ministers, before we went to Paris, there are engagements that the department had with stakeholders. But we also had some public hearings. Now we're back from Paris, and we made a promise, by the way, that when we come back, we'll come back and speak to you. On the basis of the mandate that you gave us as we went to Paris, how far have we been able to win others toward that mandate that we're given by the people of South Africa? Therefore, Comrade Mipo, sorry, sir, Honorable Minister, Honorable Deputy Minister, we'll have to meet with those stakeholders. We have to plan how do we meet with them as Parliament and also as the Department in the next quarter, so that people don't think that we just get the mandate, we only call them when it is convenient for us to do so, but when we are done with the issue that we have called them for, we no longer care for them. So it is obvious that indeed we need to meet with our stakeholders. The other issue, colleagues, that we are also putting, I know that We are talking about this program in front of you, colleagues of the department, so that if there are any other issue that you want to put in the program, you do so. The other issue that we would like to engage in the next question is meeting with the Petroleum Commission, Mineral Resources and Water Sanitation on this issue of mine dumps and acid mines. You know, colleagues, that went with us on a visit, a parliamentary visit to Mpumalanga, they will know what we're talking about. Particularly my own hometown, Emalahleni Windhoek. You know, when it is windy there, I don't know how people survive with all those ants. Of course, there are also these acid mine drainage. But the same problem in Gauteng as well. You have got all those gold mine dumps. It is in Mpumalanga, you have got what coal mine dumps. But I think the effect on our people is the same. How do we deal with those, including acid mine drainage? I was told that there is a problem by water and sanitation to use that acid mine or use that acid drainage in a manner that is helpful to our economy. We'll hear from them how that is being done so that those acid mine drainage do not become a difficulty and a challenge for our people. Colleagues, you will also know that in one of our districts, we found challenges with our municipalities on implementation and monitoring of air quality in their own district. And this challenge is not only for our municipalities. but also for our provinces. Some of our provinces, you know, in the absence, we could see that some don't know whether we're coming or going in this area of West. Now, we agreed also with the department that we will hold for a summit of us engaging with provinces and municipalities on air quality management in a summit. So that we see what are the difficulties. Are there budgetary constraints or are there issues of lack of political will? And from where I'm seated, I think it's likely that it might be the last one. Lack of political will. Because if all of us are only dependent on the national department to get into every municipality on this issue, they are not going to succeed. Therefore, we need everybody to hold hands and attend to this matter in a manner that assists our people. Therefore, again, we do have in the program, as you will see, proposed program, we have that air quality summit in the next quarter. But we will be doing preparations with our mayors and whoever for that summit, because with some colleagues in the department as well, long before that summit, so that all of us are quite clear what are the outcomes we want from the summit. You don't call a summit and then you hope that you'll get the desired outcomes. You create the desired outcomes from where we are sitting. The other issue, Honourable Minister and Honourable Deputy Minister, which we will be speaking to our colleagues in the NCOP again, we will get your own views, colleagues. You know, you get the Minister of Environmental Affairs coming to the National Assembly, putting a budget speech, and to a certain extent, the same budget speech is repeated in the NCOP. But also, we then call the department to engage with their HETs and whatever else. Of course, informed by the budget speech and what the president has decided us to do. The NCOP does the same. You are called in also on the same issue of HEBs. We are saying, why should we do things the same way and think that will produce different results? Shouldn't we be doing things differently? With the clear understanding that, by the way, the NCOP has a responsibility to profit. We have no issue. We have no issue about their constitutional obligation, no issue at all. But we are saying, can't we do things differently and avoid duplication? Because if we're to do things differently, by the way, this comes to ours. We only have 2 days to deal with issues. I don't know what days the NCOP has. Of course, they also Tuesday. Also Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So indeed, we probably we can also save on time and use time profitably, including having you both of us, where they would have a particular podcast, we have a particular podcast. But this is something that we will discuss with them. So that, by the way, it's not only this department that has this issue of duplications. Almost many departments. So we will be having a discussion with NCOP so that we hear their views, how can we work together on matters environment? Not on any other matters. On matters environment. So again, it's something that we could be, if there is agreement and we agree on how we can work together and how we can minimize duplication, it's something that we can be looking at in the next quarter, implementation of the approach. But we are raising political issues here, because the nature of our work is political. That's the nature of our work. But the other nature of our work is to ask this department that we are oversighting in areas where it is doing coordination work, but there are others who need to implement. How do we come and ensure that those who have to implement are able to implement informed by the broad policy guidelines that are informal? So, colleagues, we have two issues. The first quarter and the broad issues that we are highlighting for the second quarter. Oui?
Thanks, sir. And good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Realizing that the members need a lot to do in terms of digesting all these issues and ensuring that perhaps they make their minds properly on what issues they need to prioritize most. And having compared to my colleagues living in other parts, with of the view that they allow members to go through the program and be able to make their minds in the later time and make a wish so that we finalize the program plan. But many can agree that the proposed program will be hiding the portfolio comics until we fully all of us are placed on it or need our submission. Is it in the event of action? Thank you.
Colleagues, here is the proposition by the Chief Committee. Any takers from the proposition? Babu Kumar.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much, sir. Actually, what Honorable Kudo is saying is a communication that information to all of us in the community. And we find that we need to apply our mind and give us an opportunity to act on the program or if we are able to have problem, believe it can be. But we agree that it is important that the program that we have just able to be a guiding document for us as a program to be able to carry out our facility.
Yeah. I'm just agreeing on the other
question.
Thank you, Chair. I agree with the proposal that can be into the court. So that when you digestion also happens in the bigger court. We are hosting scientists.
Oh, yes.
And it's going to be a need that the portfolio committee interfaces a very close range to that process, including going to venues and checking whether almost everything, looking at the documentation and access, just like the other costs. We are going to be meeting with the ministries, two of them, DMR and Water and Sanitation. After that meeting, we would like to also just signal as a need for the portfolio commissioners to also follow through. It is not necessarily on the mind dance only, but on the one-stop shop. The system that reduces doing business within the sector in a short period. That is a legislative exercise, so it's going to be necessary for continuous monitoring and evaluation. We're going to need that support. In the KT, I also thought that we could use the base as the climate change response policy as a base for meeting with the other departments that are implementers. Because there would then be meeting, firstly, INDC, our INDC, secondly, the climate change response policy, thirdly, the adaptation scenario framework, fourthly, the low mitigation potential. So those four documents are going to be necessary, therefore, in my view, that we go through them ourselves here and then get much more closer to them so that we can then, be at the same level of understanding. I don't underestimate that my honorable members would have written that just to go through and make it do it. It's really absolutely going to be bringing them in command, of course. So that would be my views for now. In relation to the crime department, I had honorable chair saying that it would deal with wildlife crime. I think they just brought me a bit to say environmental crime, because other things like, you know, plant species are also challenges. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. We will add those in the equation, then send them to all of you colleagues, so that when we then, when you respond, we respond to the entire package. We are then done with item number 1-1. We now get to item 2. We are now in the hands of the department. You remember that one issue that we are really not that heavy about in terms of the first quarter, including, by the way, the annual hall, it was the issue of the ICT instruments, or IT instruments. So that broadly, that would be one area that we will flag. Hopefully, you will put in place a wonderful governance mechanism for governance for our ICT instrument. But we are in your, I don't know who started with the minister. On your second and third quarter report, or
good morning, all of members, and the belated compliments. This has been the honor of members for the first time this year. The report was belated and covered all the programs of the department, and particularly progress in respect of what has been achieved in the second quarter and third quarter. I will try and start, but then I'm going to hand over to the MVP of the report, because you want to say that. Before we then run through the presentation with me, all of the members. But suffice to say that you know all of us, and except that the new DG that replaced Mr. Kitten, Mr. Shumsan Ngenzi, he is at the back. So he is the DG.
Where are you?
Yes, from adaptation planning. Now we post within the department. Therefore, he's taking over the responsibility of the Director General for High Diversity and Conservation, appointed NDDC by Cabinet. Program 1, all of the members, I think if I go through the first slide, we have achieved most of our targets in Program 1. Suffice to say, the yellow one around the cabinet, so the first two indicators relate to our compliance with legislation and the department's performance in respect of the Auditor General's report outcomes. As you know, we still received an unqualified audit in the last financial year. That was then made available to us in August, and we then tabled, the minister tabled the annual report which the committee has discussed previously. Then the third indicator is the glass time cabinet is more an internal indicator, so we just monitor ourselves in respect of our contribution and participation in the glass system. The 5 meetings that we are unable to participate in effectively because of the other demands. Then the next slide, again, is still reflecting on our expenditure. Where do we spend the money in the department in terms of affirmative procurement? We have exceeded our targets both in terms of where we were supposed to be at the third quarter. We're sitting at 37% of expenditure, so our expenditure will certainly meet our expenditure by the end of the financial year. On BEE, in respect of the broad-based Black economic empowerment, our expenditure in terms of settlement has gone to BEE institutions, or at least BEE-empowered agencies, to above our target of 61%, already sitting at 83%. We have met all the other targets around our financial resources from our donor sources, a number of investments in terms of projects which we were supposed to facilitate through our Transfrontier Conservation Initiative. Some of the members may know that the PFCA are shared between South Africa and other countries. Mubana, Zimbabwe, and Mozambique, and even Namibia. So there are countries which have not been making investments in terms of product development. You will be on the South African side of the park, and then you have infrastructure that is quite impressive. And then on the other side of the park in another country, investments have not been happening, both in terms of base infrastructure and also the economic infrastructure. So the focus then around investment catalog has been to promote investment in the other parts of the transfer conservation areas, not necessarily on the African side. So we're making progress in that regard. Next slide. Honourable members, again, in the area of our biodiversity sector, we have spoken about the strategy, our biodiversity economy strategy, and how best can we establish a financing model for the sector, working with our colleagues and provinces. We had a delay in the process, and in the third quarter we then managed to appoint a service provider to undertake the policy and institutional review in terms of that notion of reviewing whether we have the best institutional systems building on the initial work, and also this would also contribute to the state-owned enterprises review report and recommendations of the president. The next areas in terms of the indicators around expansion, we've made progress and our vacancy rate in the department. Our target was that we would at the third quarter be sitting at 9.6%, and currently we were at 7.7% at the end of the third quarter, and that is in terms of the post that are vacant in comparison with the full establishment of 1,897 posts of the department. Turnover, we've had people leaving the organization. Our target was that if we limit it to 6%, up to the end of the third quarter, then our turnover rate was still at about 3%, 3.5%. So we would say every 100, we have about out of the 1,600 more bodies in the organization, we lost about 58 people over the period. The next area is also compliance with the legislation in respect of public service regulations. All staff in the department have got performance agreements and at senior management level and work plans at lower levels. to make sure that we all contribute to the goals and the strategy and the APP of the department. So in terms of those compliance areas, definitely fully compliant. Next slide, our human research strategy implementation. We have been rolling out the implementation of the workplace skills plan, including also making sure that officials of the department get empowerment opportunities through training, and there are full-time bursaries and part-time bursaries that have been fixed also for this financial, new coming financial year. So we have 30 full-time bursaries or bursaries and 43 part-time bursaries that are approved. On compliance with employment equity, you will remember, again, the last time I indicated we are both on the second quarter and third quarter, we have 50% target for women in the organization. We are sitting at 56%. However, women at excellent level, senior management level, we are still working behind. We're sitting at 43%. And basically, we were saying with the number of vacant posts, even if we were to fill all the vacant posts with women, we would still not be able to make 50% because of the fact that we don't have many vacant posts for us to be able to place more women in senior management level. In terms of black people in the organization, our target is 90%, we already at 91%, and people with disabilities, we've exceeded the 2%. We are one of those departments that still have about meeting our disability targets, and we've been able to then exceed the minimum. Yes, we've given them the recipe. Hopefully they will implement it. Certainly we'll work with the colleagues. On managing disciplinary matters, honourable members in the organization, we've had 22 disciplinary cases finalized within 56 days. Our average prescribed number of days is 19 days, which is also in line with the GPFA threshold. So we're not doing that with misconduct, but on grievances, we've tended to exceed, instead of 30 days, we've had an average of 35-50 days to process matters that deal with grievances. Again, there are challenges in that regard, honorable members, because it depends on the nature of the grievance and some of the parties that need to be engaged in that process. The staff satisfaction index, again in the organization, we feel have platforms. I do convene staff in Brussels where I get a reflection of the state of happiness or unhappiness of staff, and the labor unions also engage me actually both the NEHAU and the PSA, which are the recognized unions in the department. On the next slide, our implementation of risk, our risk assessment on security measures, we had recommendations based on our risk assessment, and out of those recommendations, we had 13 recommendations to implement, and we have up to so far implemented 9 of those, and the others are still making progress, but certainly by the end of the financial year we would have complied with our target in that regard. On the senior management level, in terms of development programs, senior managers are encouraged to participate in leadership programs. We do have, what do you call this, on the workplace, on the website. PDP in each performance agreement of DGG, Chief Director, Director in the department, there is an outlined area of intervention which both informed by when the minister has to take an approval for an appointment of a DG. There is an assessment that's conducted for service providers that are appointed by TDSA, and in those areas of leadership and management, then you would then know whether there are certain gaps that a manager has, and based on that we then build a program to support the DDG, the DG herself, myself. I do have a coaching program, and also the chief director and the director, in order for us to manage the organization in a harmonious fashion. And that is also part of the culture advancement in the organization. So we are making progress, but again, we feel yellow there because we are not yet 100%, but by the end of the financial year, we should be able to meet our targets. And some of the development programs are also having budget indications. So in some instances, we have to assess whether we will be able to implement all of those development programs for the senior members. Next, a slide. A lot of members, we discussed at length the last time about our master system plan implementation initiatives, and we have four of the six MCP initiatives that have been implemented. That's why it's clearly zero, not green. And there is work on the two master systems projects that are underway. And I do have further details available in that regard. And the GITO chief is also here to further explain this area if there are still concerns from honorable members. The other indicators honorable members we've met, they are more about our ability to provide access to our IT systems, of IT services, whether it's electronic document management system or whether it's email services, and also some of the inquiries that are IT related, resolving them within a reasonable time frame. And media statements and speeches, we've met our targets, but I do know that the minister and the deputy minister are not quite happy with our performance in this area, in terms of how much we are able to put the work of the department out there so that citizens are able to appreciate what we've been achieving, and some of the other challenging areas where we need citizens to actually support the cost of the sector. We have this slide on the communication events. Again, the minister and the minister has undertook a public participation event where they've been interacting with the communities in respect of the work of the department, and this is the area which we can do further work on. On broadly on environmental awareness activities and that we conduct. Again, we've met our target that we outlined for both the second quarter and the third quarter. We have 100 learners that we have recruited, and also as part of the full service initiative, we have been able to then keep those young I don't want to say young citizens. Young graduates. We're still keeping them for another year. However, again, this is an area we would want to keep them longer, but our budget and also how many people we can have on our service, which is now contained as part of the cost-cutting measure through our discussions with National Treasury and the GPSA. So we will still have these initiatives under our entities, but of course they are short-term opportunities. Some of them out of the 800 already have been absorbed in full-time employment through the exposure that they produced in the department. So we're making between us and also the Sunday and our public entity. next night, we are spoken to broadly the environmental awareness activities. However, as all of the members may appreciate, we also specifically wanted to advance awareness campaigns in the area of anti-rhino poaching, waste management, and even in terms of biosecurity and respect of invasive alien plants, so that citizens also know what to mean when we say we have invasive that threaten our biodiversity and even our water resources. So those programs are underway, and the climate change awareness campaign, again, pre-COP we had some public awareness programs, but we can still then run programs beyond COP 21 to highlight what the achievements have been, and certainly how we can then advance our implementation of programs towards the green, achieving our goals of the green economy. Next slide. In terms of municipalities, we have the targets for providing training and support to municipalities, particularly the officials of municipalities and even the councillors. And we have exceeded the target, and we're sitting at 284 municipal officials that have been trained between quarter two and quarter three. On the implementation of the local government strategy, we have made progress in terms of our interventions, but there are interventions that are lagging behind because of some of the challenges that we are experiencing in respect of our multi-stakeholder engagement and coordination. On the external evaluation of the environmental program, our job creation program, we had a service provider that did not deliver a good, and therefore we had to stop and cancel the contract. And now we have a process that we were engaging science and technology, and they recommended that we use CSIR and HSRC. So we are in the process of concluding an agreement with a human HSRC, human control. Human Science Research Council, to then look at the outcomes of the Wi-Fi Publicus program, and on an ongoing basis also we are looking at a long-term agreement with a number of universities, University of Bemba, University of Perth in Gauteng, Nelson Mandela University, Stellenbosch and others that are already working with the department, so that we have longitudinal studies that can extend over a period of 4 to 5 years, and therefore, and as we talk about the value for money, we can also be able to assess that in terms of the outcomes of the work of the program. Outcome 10, which is the responsibility of the minister working with ministers of the, that have contributed to the work of the sector, as well as link to the work with provinces. We have been able to perform in terms of the key performance indicators, but those reports have been presented to Cabinet Chairman. Next slide. At this point, can I hand over to you?
Thank you, Mr. Gigi. My name is Chair Monique. Moving on to Program 2 and our achievements there for Quarter 2 and both Quarter 3 as we've been talking about.
Program 1.
Yes.
Okay. She's asking for guidance whether the ones that have achieved are green, whether you are happy for us to just jump and go to the next one.
Jump, just okay. To it, but don't take time.
Okay.
The same way that you did. Don't take time. You can be happy about it.
Okay.
So thank you, Chair. In terms of the next area, which is basically around sector monitoring and evaluation, where we were basically looking at the intention there was to do an investigation on whether we have available and accessible data and looking at the cost of that data, and that was done in the city of Cape Town, Equilibrium, Sunny FSD, City of Joburg, Hangaung, and Nelson Database for the plan. Going on, what we do as a department is a quarterly assessment of any threat to the environment that gets done, and this was done at plan. It's also to look at the weaknesses, the opportunities that can exist in the sector. So this was also done according to plan. Moving on to the next slide. Out of those scans that are done, we then identify what are the emerging issues that we need to respond to, and then formulate a response to those issues. And that response was done in this case and submitted accordingly. The next area of work is around developing sustainable development indicators. And for this quarter three specifically, we were looking at the review and consolidation of input that we have received from different stakeholders in drafting these indicators, and workshop was convened at the end. Next slide. In terms of now our evidence and policy interface system, the intention within the department is to ensure that as we do research, there is a linkage between the research work and the policies that we then develop, so that we have a science or knowledge-informed policy. So we have a system that we are currently developing in the department that will enable this to happen, and we needed to then do a draft change strategy for this, and we were able to achieve this at the end of the quarter. The next area of work was to commissioning a research, a policy research that we are doing with a research institute out, which is called Baka and Nico.
It's a partnership, honorable members, with the DFID, which is a it's a UK agency that is funding the initiative. What we did as honorable members, most of our work, for instance, if I were to just give an example of the climate change policy, before we developed the policy, we undertook what we referred to as a long-term mitigation scenarios. And that was based on scientific work. So we say we use evidence to develop our policies, and therefore it's either the research evidence, policy, or even implementation evidence. So based on the approach that we use in terms of our use of research in the organization, we then got those resources to expand and see which other areas of the department can we enhance the evidence, and therefore in terms of the Shona, Bagaiko means capacity building. Yeah? I remember now. So it's definitely then in the context of building the capacity to then and for the organization to really have independent sources of evidence that inform both the implementation of our policies and the execution of our programs.
Then in terms of the next area of work, I think we have agreed that as a country that we haven't fully explored the potential of the ocean and coastal environment, and as a result, as a department, we are looking at an information management system for the ocean and coastal environment, so that we gather enough information in that area to be able to guide decision making. And in that regard, for the quarter, we want to then look at what are the information priorities that we need to include in that system, and that will then conduct it. Moving on to the next slide, which basically looks at the monitoring and evaluation or data sharing framework that should be, developed for the climate change system, response system. We have been able to develop the framework. We've consulted the different intergovernmental fora that we have, NICHEC specifically, and we did get approval on the framework. And we are now going to take the framework in the next. We also needed to look at the web-based platform for the MNE system, and basically this is around a review that we need to conduct on the current system that we have, and we need to be dependent in this area on different data, data generators, thank you. So we're able to then collect, get some data, from mitigation aspects, and we still have data missing in terms of adaptation, which is why there's a slight delay in that area of work. Next slide. In terms of now our GIS platforms, we were able to then achieve and meet our targets in terms of that area. Where we had challenges was in terms of the spatial tools, the pre-screen tools that we needed to develop. Our challenges were mainly around the service provider that we had, which we were unable to meet the requirements. And we then have had to look at different options, and at the moment we have approached CETA to assist in this project. And we are hoping that by the end of the year, we will be able to meet the annual targets. Next slide, which looks at, we wanted to develop an effective work plan for the task force.
Chair, this is the project that we had with the tax SA in order to register data which the department is custodian of as official statistics for South Africa. And the tax SA project is called SASQA, which is a Quality Assurance, South African Statistical Quality Assurance Framework. It's a stats SA process. And in terms of that, we had to develop what they call a data improvement plan and implement this plan. And for the third quarter target, we executed 89% of the plan. The problem that we had here was that the person in stats SA that's responsible for our peer data was transferred in responsibility, and the DG had to write to the Statistician General to get another person allocated. So there were a few meetings scheduled for that SA which could not happen. That's why it wasn't fully implemented. Thanks.
Thank you all for that. The other two indicators, Chair, basically still look at the data source that we have, both for protected areas and private nature reserves, which we were able to verify and then update accordingly. We have also done a data analysis in terms of our metadata system that we're looking at. Next slide. In terms of the provisions that we needed to then develop and get approved, there were two climate change provisions that we did in the quarter, which meant we met our target in that regard. And then there was also the biodiversity provisions that we looked at for in particular. And in terms of the chemical provisions, though we had not thought there would be any provisions that we take in through, we have developed provision papers for five provisions. In terms of the next slide, which is around where we're looking at having a report on the recommendations of a possible change in RINO being finalized and approved by Cabinet. In this area, we were looking at having stakeholder workshops to discuss this. We were looking at having a report that would then submit to the Committee of Inquiry and also an interministerial committee that then we coordinate, convened, and then we compile a report for that. In this area of work, Chair, there is work in progress in that we were able to convene some of the meetings. There is still...
Okay, I think
issue is tripping because the IMC that has not yet met, the report is ready from the Committee of Inquiry. So I think the minister convened an IMC that did not materialize weeks ago because of commitments of the other ministers in the cabinet report. So that is more the reason there is a delay in that respect to process that report. Thanks.
Next slide, which looks at other now multilateral engagements that we need to coordinate in Africa, Great South, South and South North. We're able to coordinate all the engagements that we had planned to do, also in terms of IEG engagements that we wanted to do, we're able to coordinate all of them. The sustainable development side, yes, sustainable development engagements were also coordinated as planned. And in terms of hosting, as I would be aware that there is a CITES COP that we, the country, will be hosting in September this year. We do have a local organizing committee that meets at the moment on a quarterly basis, and those engagements have been convened, and there is progress in terms of readiness in hosting of the COP. The next area is around the mandatory international report that we need to prepare in different areas of our work. Firstly, in terms of the third national communication that we need to develop, what we've had there is we needed to host an authors workshop in the third quarter, but the authors workshop could not be convened due to availability of some of the authors in different areas. However, the workshop was hosted in January, so there is progress that has been made in that regard. The other report that we had challenges on was around the biodiversity report, where we had looked at having, I think for the quarter, we were supposed to be sitting at four reports that were submitted. The report was prepared, and we are currently following up on the submission of that report to today, because there was only one report that seems to have been outstanding and not finalized. All the other reports, including the NEMA report, were tabled and finalized according to plan. So overall, in terms of program one, we were able to meet 75% of all targets that we had for quarter three, and we've quickly spoken about those areas where there were slight delays, and there was only one area where we can say there was a major delay in.
Okay. Thank you. Can I then continue to program two?
No.
Oh, no, remember? Okay.
You know why? I think let's just give members an opportunity to interact with program one, because that's where we are quite conscious of where that needs to go. But if they coordinate with the program two, I don't think that will do that. Members, any issues from program one? Just on my side, one important red one. Mm. Is where does it provide a say to people?
Mm.
Why do we get people who say to you?
That's what I would say, you don't know until the people start working with you. When we assess the quality, at least we don't pay for the full contract, we sell the contract. So that was more on the quality of the work that we provided. They met the technical requirements in terms of the process of procurement. So that's the unfortunate. So we would limit those things. And if I were to say, overall, honorable members, in our work, we can then say, out of the number of service providers that we use, how many have underperformed, and then you can assess whether we have the system is good enough if you have one or two in a year. I don't think we can completely avoid it, but we are trying to tighten on the specifications in order to get the right people.
Okay.
But remember that the supply chain is also looking at pricing and other and other and other aspects. Thank you.
No, thanks, I'm not a progress. Just three questions. One is around what GG reported on the frontier conservation area. Our neighboring partners who are not including populations and as far as infrastructure development is concerned. What I did not get from you, GG, are there additional funds or are we just pumping money from outside to build them out in terms of raising the issue of them fulfilling their role on their part, especially the country that you have mentioned around transfer fire. That's the first one. Secondly, in terms of natural attrition, recently you were mentioning the 58 personnel level system. What I don't get is how fast do you get? Because those are vacant funded posts. What we don't get is how fast do you fill those posts? Because they have been created as a result of natural attrition. How fast do you fill them in this, especially around 7 delivery? I know 48 is also people are 55 in the environment with more than 1,000. To what extent is service delivery affected, and what areas are you let's get the levels, senior management, middle management, or education level, to get the specifics around.
Okay, and in your question, we were going to raise it as a serious concern, CG, around the environment equity, around seniors not making progress yet, but you'll explain to them. But still a worrisome problem. Because we have creative means, because of this policy, 50% we may not be empowered, but we understand the constraints, but what we want is innovation. We commend you, DG, on surpassing the 2% percent for disability, but you have said 2% is a minimum. It should be a gain transcended, or I mean, over 2%, 2.7, we congratulate you. But what we don't get is at what level, is once again at elementary level, not at middle management, yet we have made at both, as well as in their management. But we commend overall which is there. And the share covered me around the head for 10 seconds.
Thank you
very
much,
Chair. I think I'll only left now with one question in the comment. That's another what I want to say. Chair, I'm concerned when you look at the presentation history, where the credit provider is one of the colleagues in the institutional trade here, I'm concerned if we won't have capacity within the department to do this job, to do a quality review and to do a review. But we have capacity the department to do it internally. And the comments that I would like to also raise, the local government support strategy, there seems to be an issue where it matters us because we need the support to fill the gaps in the local government. On the opening statement by the chairperson, he mentioned that the municipalities as well as the local and provincial spheres of government are starting to carry out the mandates that are supporting the climate when it comes to environment issues. So this is where it matters us. I'm very concerned. We need to come up with a strategy how to overcome the problems that we are facing so that there is an engagement in the local spheres of government so that they are able to carry out their mandate, because that's where it makes us know. That's where things will over take place. That's where we need to see our rhino coaching, our environment being taken care of. Thanks for my share. That's what we want.
Someone is talking about the grievance of one of our respect partners when you are target and the sum benchmark and I do take your point that it tends to depend on your on the measure of the grievance. But I would
want to believe that if we say that our target and the benchmark has increased significantly, unless you want to argue that we put legislation when they were not well thought out, now you realize that instead of or, the policy that would not be changed and practically it's not the way to. So I'm not saying if at some point we were doing it, it may be that the standard is now for anyone to kind of bring forward. It would be that to sustain the kind of benchmark that has been set. I think that's really not for it. The second point, we use a lot of abbreviation, and they do give problems to the government itself. And I'm wondering to what extent the members of the institution in some of these abbreviations. You know, at times you need to think when you talk to PDP, like my members, I'm thinking in the national development plan, but it may not be that, you know, it may be institutional in something else. To refer to change the authors. Now we must think, who are these authors change the authors? So I'm just saying a time there, you know, when coming to us, as if you yourself must have done justice, as you say these words in full, you know, even if it's not a nation, but tell us in full, this is what you mean. Not think about it, well, sometimes we have to think about this in our own. We may need to go and debate using some of this as our resource document. And the next thing I'm raising something I don't understand is, you know, I thought that to call the department first before I think I'll sit on an issue and debate about to say, by the way, what is going to I'm going to get it right.
Yes.
I think you mentioned when you think about the report. I think we report about four of them when, yes, the target was five, and only three were, and that is now somewhat the fourth also changed. So it's still three, to be correct, out of five objects. In other words, the report looks generally good. I think we just opened the first quarter.
Then you say we could not go 100%. That's 100 because it is doable. it is doable. Just one question from my side. As we were doing other work elsewhere, we've got to be told that our government is supposed to pay people in 8 days, service provider. Particularly some service providers who are small or emerging entrepreneurs. And in many departments, this 30 days doesn't happen. At most, we are able to do 60 to 90 days. But there are others who can't even do 60 days. How are you doing this transfer? Are you able to pay in 30 days or are you one of the culprits?
Yes,
just one.
One more that is special question to get checked. If you can pursue the presentation, the report and recommendation on possible trade in Rhino finalized approved by the company. I don't want to come back. I would like to get more clarity on this issue. Is there a report with the recommendation with on a possible trade in Rhino? Is there anything of that nature? As from the department, we don't want this to go out there in public, and then we are requested to come in, and then we find out that we don't have faith. If there is such documents, it can be circulated. Can you get more clarity on this?
Mr. Perez, on the question that I've raised, as you would know, we have been accused by many of the even small and emerging business people that in fact we contribute to their debt.
Yes, that's right.
Because of not paying them on time, or at times not even paying them for work that they've done. Now, I know that it might not be one of the, but it's law. It's law for a country that we pay people who give us services within 30 days. Mm-hmm. If you don't have information, fine, but let's have it that you can send us that information. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, our members, for the questions. My team will also add before the minister and the minister comes in. Just to start with the 30-day payment, on the presentation that is circulated, honourable members, in your pack, we have that as part of the finance presentation from the CFO. We show our performance from April 2015 until December 2015. So on average, you can see we've been paying between 15 to 16 days. I mean, if I, in general. So we think 30 days is that red line on top. So our green line is where we are in terms of our compliance with the 30-day payment and in line with the Treasury instruction note, we are compliant. And there were, I think, in April, you can see there on the first 0.6, there is a 0.6% that we did not pay within 30 days. And that supplier, I think the total expenditure there was how much CFO? But it's definitely not consistently. I mean, we've had problems in the past, but generally, all the invoices that are correct, and also the work has been done, because for you to pay even for that 30 days, you need to have satisfy yourself that the invoice is correct, it's authentic, and also the supplier has delivered the goods. And therefore, within that, then we have been able to monitor ourselves in the department on that performance.
I'll just add to that, that in the first instance, there's just no way that we would not have this part of our report. Anyway, because we're also obliged to report to certainty. Monitoring evaluation on the particular matter. Every department I know does submit that kind of report. What is important is not to brush over this thing. That people are not paying departments. Departments are not paying service providers. Because when each and every report is submitted, we can see where the problems are. And then we should actually be able to zoom in where the problems are. And find out. And more often than not, it's not the problem sometimes of the department list. There are sometimes several challenges, including from sometimes the service providers themselves, although there are some issues about the department. But here you'll find that this report will look at this 24/7.
Just
okay. Right. Let me just quickly run through the other questions. We note the concern, I think, on the use of abbreviations, honorable members. We will rectify that.
and certainly in our report, finally we do write what each of the accreditations are on our official documents, the quarterly report itself, and even the annual report on the table, and the strategic plan has got all the explanation on the abbreviations. So we'll then attempt when we present to make sure that we still then help you in memory to know what the shorthand means. Honorable member, on the question I did not quite, I'm not sure whether you're talking about where you spoke about the policy, is it on the same question about where we use the service provider on the evaluation, or is it somewhere else? I was not sure. Oh, okay, service provider, there it is, thank you, Minister. It's around the financing model. Honourable members, it is not the normal work of the department to understand how protected areas function, for instance, is funded in provinces and all the other authorities. So we need someone to collate that data and be able to then use models around financing and say these are the kinds of and bring us that technical information in order for us to make a decision. So it's a short kind of term project. It's not an ongoing initiative of the department. So it's certainly not our social policy. Sorry.
Okay. Can I just add if you look at the institutional review aspect of the sector, that's the one. That project, in your other capacity, which you are dealing with, which people spoke about to the president last week in the State of Nation Address, about the many institutions that are out there, whether the state owned enterprises, shops, what are the others?
Yes,
there's a third one, actually, that's where we are. State owned parasitic. All those that are there, out there, at the provincial level. So you find that my province was North KwaZulu-Natal province, and agencies in conservation as well, agencies in whatever, in every space, biodiversity, just when agencies, whatever, some have got mixed bag of those that are combined and so forth. So that institutional review is particularly around that, because we had to do as a sector arising from the presidential review commission. We had to do as a sector an analysis of who we are, how we stand, who has what at the provincial level, even leading up to municipal level. So that institutional review was about that. So it would obviously have to at some stage link with some policy proposal that we are saying those people can actually advance, having looked at what is applicable out there, so that they are doing this. It is mammoth task, but quite short term.
Thank you, Minister. And all the members, the other question on whether on, actually let me just go to the vacancy. To what extent is our vacancy rate affecting service delivery? I think that's what I understand Honourable Mabilo to be asking. Firstly, we had a target that says we would have how many? We would have 6%. We will always have vacancies in the department, and we are saying we are even managing our vacancies below that target. We are now at 7.7% instead of. In fact, the presidency is working on 10%. So we are below what is acceptable as an acceptable norm of vacancies because of natural attrition and so on. And certainly, I think I would be misleading the committee if I were to say, now I have the information to say how many of those, even within that 7.7, we can give you the analysis of which ones are they in the organization and whether they are critical. From time to time, if a post like the DG post become vacant, it is critical, but the time it takes to fill the post
is a matter that we can reflect on for those books that have been vacant, but we can provide you that information. It exists. In fact, it's available on PEFA. We will be able to draw that for we did not put it here now. And then the second, but we certainly then aware that we will definitely do what is best for the organization to make sure that its functionality is not compromised. On the TFCA, Honourable Member, we are not spending money in other countries. South African funds are spent on a hack which is in the South African ambit. And therefore, that's what SANPARK spends money on. But when we're establishing some of these TFAs, when the border post in Giriondo, if the infrastructure is on the South African side, well, that's where we make the investment. And for you to make an investment in the other countries, there are other treasure processes that you need to follow. But the what we are reporting on here is how we help facilitate the investments, because it's more also private investors, how the other investors can come in those parts in order to then realize the economics and the environmental sustainability goals that we have. There are ministerial structures for the country. The ministers meet from time to time, once or twice a year, for each of the PSPAs to deal with matters pertaining to the functionality and even talk about tourism promotion for some of those countries. The minister one time was participating on the Viking activity. and she invited the Minister of Sports to join her. Again, it was about raising awareness in terms of that you can actually even use your non-motorized transport to get across and visit three countries in one day, for instance. The other question I remember on the constraints around women, I think we certainly are conscious about the fact that women's representation is crucial, and it's a target that is given without analyzing where the organization is. Transformation in this department has happened significantly because it was a very much white, male-dominated institution. So with the number of posts that you have at senior management, in terms of women overall, we are at 56%. So we have exceeded the target on all the levels. But it's only at senior management level that we are starting, and that is a function of how many posts do you have? Should I now kick these gentlemen to bring in them? And of course, also in critical positions, even if there is opportunities for women to then be appointed, but we just appointed Shoni because he was the best candidate. At that level, there are risks that you also have to take into account in your recruitment process. So it's not an easy sum, and it's not because we are not serious about it, but certainly with available vacant posts, it's difficult to achieve that. For people with disabilities, we can also give you the rundown of where the posts are. That information we can make available on the members, but certainly for us, the 2% is the target for whole of government. We've been struggling to get to 1% for quite a number of years. So it's been quite an achievement for us to even be sitting at 2.7%. And then on the local government strategy, I think again, Rian can add the FNCO. Honourable members, I think I want to assure you that our work, we are very serious about support that we provide to local government, but it does take 2 to 10. It's very difficult where you have people that are there today, tomorrow they are not there, and you have to work with new and you start afresh every time. So the interventions that we've been able to achieve is again on the basis of we had an agreed program with local government, working with COPTA, as well as SALGA, even Cities Network. to make sure that we provide support. But with all of those 32 areas or 50 areas of intervention, we have been able to make progress in 32. The rest is very difficult for us. And Judy can also, when we talk on air quality, as the Honorable the Chair has already outlined, during the hearings you could see it is not because we have failed to influence and provide the support. We provide the support, we give the powers, we put in funds for people to be appointed, but it's still not sustainable. Most of the interventions have, we've been really challenged in that. And certainly, if in the air quality area we can get an advancement through another engagement minister, there was normally a local government in Durban, which is held also once a year, and certainly some of the challenges are also being reflected upon even at a political level with local government. But now we're currently implementing of at least contributing to the best basics program of government around making sure that most of the challenges that are there in municipalities are dealt with, and working together with all government departments at the national sphere and provincial sphere. Hopefully those municipalities will make a difference, and then we'll have to tackle the next set of municipalities. Honorable Makube, the matter around grievances, the 30 days is a given date, again, it's the number of days for us from the public service prescription. So if I were to say it's been very difficult in the past for us to reach that 30 days. We have made significant progress, and I've looked at the other department reports. GME can give you a broad sense of how other departments are dealing with this. Others are taking 70 days, 100 days to deal with grievances. So it's an area that I think we're making progress, but it's not very easy. So it can be doable, but I think it's with a lot of effort, and we're still trying our best to make sure that we achieve 30 days. And I don't know whether Milan, you are able to assure the honourable members whether we will meet the target by the end of the financial year, or we'll still be in this area. Thank you. There aren't implications. In fact, there are implications, but the way the system works, if the aggrieved person is not available, because they also themselves request postponement, they are not available, so, and the information is not available, so you have to be reasonable and give time for that process. So as an employer, I think we stick to what our time frame is on our side, but it again takes the individuals that are involved a reasonable time for them to be considered to resolve the cases. Some of the cases, for instance, if I were just off the top of my mind, the recent case of the branch climate, there's a grievance after a performance issue. So you have to deal with exactly what were the issues on performance and do the analysis on that and get even somebody else to mediate in that process. I'm expected to submit a report to TCSA when a senior manager does not meet a certain percentage on performance during the biannual assessment. So when you register that, then there's an expectation in terms of the legislation that you give that person time to either you give support for them to perform and so on. So in that process, when they put a grievance, you cannot deal with it immediately. You have to first conclude one process and then get to the next process. If that example makes sense for you, not to remember. So I don't, yeah. Leanne, can you come in? Sure.
Thank you, DG. With regard to the issue of grievances, we are very confident that it will be agreed at the end of the financial year. this is a specific third quarter issue where we've got, I also have to mention, we've got the December holidays as part of the issue, where the availability of people, the availability of their legal teams are not necessarily in place. And then the second issue, Chair, with regard to this is, during this period, there are many people that are in acting positions. And some of the grievances relate to the person that is then necessarily acting. And that person can't sign off on his own grievance with regard to that. So we are certain that we will be able to manage, as this was only a third quarter issue. The other quarters we were agreeing with regard to this. So we are certain we will be able to catch up with regard to that. Then, just with regard to DG, the breakdown of what kind of disabilities there are in the department, Honourable Mahu, you always raise this issue. I'll deal with the levels, I'm just waiting for that. But hearing impaired or deaf is 3 people, blind or visually impaired 16, mobility impaired 23.
You remember that an issue that we raised,
yes.
And there are some people who feel that government doesn't take it seriously.
Yeah.
We feel that now we have attended
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
But all that we want, so that you don't employ how many? 2.7%,
yes.
All of them are cleaners.
Mm. Okay.
So that's what we want to see. Mm-hmm. Where are they?
Okay.
So you need not do it now.
Yeah.
You can give a better information.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
But can I agree, colleague, that we take off?
Thank you, Chair. I'm not on that point, but I just want to say that generally the reports does show that a reasonable target has been met, and in the event that the minimum that was not met was obviously beyond our control, and relevant measures would have been put in place to cover that. And of course, one cannot always pump everything in the report. I was just looking at program 2 on this legal authorization compliance and enforcement. There's some very good work that has been done around Rhino Poche. It's here, but it doesn't come up very clear, especially on the result of the compulsory intervention. Doesn't tell us about the number of arrests that have been made. I'm not saying that it's correct, because it's obvious we can't pump all that into the report, but I'm just saying that a lot of good work has been done and it may not appear on the report as well. That's true.
And there's just one last question that I thought I should respond to, it's from Minister Honourable Menachadel. It's about the issue about cultural phase.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's worded in there, but it should be worded there. Well, this is what we need. You recall that we did report last year, 2 years ago, that there was an adoption by Cabinet on the integrated strategic management approach to 5 Rhino. And all those elements of the strategy were implemented. Irrespective of that, we still saw the number of Rhino poached, sorry. And we couldn't sit back and relax and not just look at any other additional measure, including, by the way, the legislative amendments which we gladly brought to this portfolio committee, and amendments were made. And we still continue to receive additional measures that people propose on the consumer solution. That then tells to you that we're not closing any gates for any innovation, because we could recognize that the more we get advanced is the more within the concepts develop new techniques. And this is the reason why we have in the Kruger National Park itself, where we are under attack, even the use of new technologies, for instance, like your, what we call this thing, the drones. Now we are using all sorts of technologies that I may not actually go into right now.
we'll call them, we'll see them.
Yeah, once you see them, you must close your eyes when it happens. After coming back, you see what I'm saying. We see them when we are there. We then thought that, and Kabila said, it is important that, because there is also this little noise, a presentation, a submission that was continuously made, that was saying, look at a possibility, not a possible, a possibility of failing of a rhino horn. Remember we put rhino horn trade on moratorium, internally in the country, on the basis that there is international moratorium. Not moratorium, it's banned internationally, it's not to be traded on. But nationally, in our country, they're still selling rhino, I think, in all of them, maybe few. Maybe because they don't have the rhino, we can have a horn to sell, so we have. And therefore, we needed to look at those who are saying and to listen to them. Why are they saying we should actually go to Haiti? Because it's only Haiti that can actually permit this or otherwise as a collective of the world. But before you go there, you can't just walk in like Tijuana or so. I could have gone again for the first time. You have to do some analytical work and thorough analytical work. And on that note, that's when the minister appointed the committee of inquiry, which was doing that work. They did wonderful work. There were experts from different fields that include even community members, scientists of whatever nation, conservation, economics, and lots of things. So they were looking at various other, we gave them the type of reference amongst others, it was not just the type of reference dealing with the possible legalization of rhino, the trade in rhino. It was also looking at all other things, including the role of communities in this matter of rhino. So this is a quote that you referred to earlier on, which was orange or something. That we said it has to serve before the IMC. Now the committee of inquiry has completed its work. Mm. It has to table its work in the IMC. Honorable with the IMC is Interministerial Committee today. in the Interministerial Committee, and the Interministerial Committee will then take measures through to the clusters and then to cabinet. Whatever the decision may be, we can't say right now there's change decided upon or there's no change decided upon. There are recommendations right now, they stand as they are still to be processed thoroughly. Any person and anybody of those that you still have to go through to may say, yes, we agree, yes, we don't agree, took this way, took that way, throw the whole recommendation out or whatever. So for now, we are just reporting on process. Maybe we should talk closer more than context, because the content was just on a possibility of legalizing rhino, but the process was wrong.
I think all of us are on the same wavelength. When the committee was established, we were all in thought. And now, what we are getting from is that it has finished its work, but that work needs to be taken through certain processes of the executive. It's only when the minister has taken that we pass through those processes, and when there is also a cabinet decision, that she can then come with the report and the response to the report by our government. I think we are on the same wavelength. At the moment, saying that at least they are done with their work, they have finished this investigation, then we will await the report at a stage when it can come to Parliament. Thank you, colleagues. Can we do two reports? The next one and the
oceans.
Okay. Let's do both. Then we can have an interaction with both reports. Then we'll also do the other two.
Thank you, Chair and Honourable Members. On program two, starting with the objectives around compliance and environmental compliance with environmental legislation. We have indicators there that talk to administrative enforcement actions that result in compliance, which is when you serve an organization or a company with an administrative action, you say, we have a reason to say you are not complying with ABCD in terms of the law, and therefore those companies immediately then comply. So that's what the indicator is about. The other indicator is about those administrative enforcement, those administrative actions that result then in enforcement actions, which could also be criminal in nature or other. And so in the first one, we have made progress, but our target was 80% that would have issued enforcement actions, and we would have a monitoring and the compliance of the sites where we did conduct those inspections, and those would then have resulted in compliance or even greater compliance by industry. Our overall compliance is at 68% or 68.8% instead of 80%. This area, and I remember the problem has been more the data around what then would be the evidence of all of those sites and the system of managing the data. And therefore, we decided to err on the side of caution and not say we have achieved the 80%. But certainly by end of the financial year we meet the target. On enforcement actions that have been issued, we have exceeded the target of 52% on the third quarter. We're sitting at 72 environmental administrative enforcement actions that were issued. And hopefully then we'll be able to then continue our work, advancing the work of enforcement in that regard. Then what then happens with some of the enforcement actions that result in criminal cases? So we have an indicator about the number of criminal cases finalized and dockets handed to the National Prosecuting Authority, that's the NPA. So our target for the quarter was 8. And we have done 3 criminal investigations, and for which the dockets were handed over to the NPA. A total of 15 criminal investigations with finalized dockets over that were handed in quarter 3 or in cumulatively between April and December. So that is a work in progress. Again, honourable members, this is the target that we think is a stretch target concerning what is involved with investigations and the complexities that are involved in those processes. On the number of environmental authorizations inspected for compliance, again, here we've met the target, in fact we've exceeded the target. And on the number of joint compliance operations conducted, we've undertaken 3 joint operations in the ports of entry and exit, that is 2 at the Otambo International Airport and 1 in Northwest in the land border post in Northwest. A number of officials trained in environmental compliance and enforcement by quarter 3. We had 307 officials trained, and when we then total up the numbers, we talk about 215 officials that received training between April and December. Next slide. We have interventions that are implemented to support integrated strategies, management of rhino populations. Again, honourable members, SANPAS, when they are here, would also be able to further confirm that the interventions have been implemented according to the action plan and the reports have been compiled, and the minister issued the statistics in January, giving a sense of the progress at media briefing in terms of the numbers of rhinos killed versus the numbers of rhino populations that are conserved, and that's the work on the intensive zones is actually bearing some fruit, or it gives an indication that there is positive gain that we may, that we can say we seem to be already appreciating it still at the early stages. The database on wildlife information system, we did not have a planned milestone in that in this period. And then the study on impacts of rhino poaching and opportunities for development of wildlife economy. We have work that has been undertaken, but we did not meet our target. So it's a work in progress, and hopefully we are also going to integrate this work as part of our biodiversity economy work, though it would also focus on the impacts on rhino poaching. Next slide. Streamlining environmental authorizations. Honourable members, again, the minister was saying this is an area where we should also assess progress through the engagement with the three departments, which is mineral resources and water and sanitation, because streamlining authorization also is about establishing the one environmental system working with those departments in order to improve both the effectiveness and the efficiency of the system. We have made progress as indicated there, and we are now we have also drafted regulations or standards for dangerous goods that is now to be discussed by MINMEC and MINTEC, and therefore after that the minister will draft that for public input. The regulations in terms of NEMA section 24H have been submitted for consenting to the minister, so that those that target is definitely then being met. Next slide. Continuation on the two specific environmental assessments, in terms of strategy, we needed to undertake work on the strategic environmental assessment for the area of shale gas so that it would then help us to develop a sensitivity map for the area, for the Karoo area. And then we were also going to do a strategic environmental assessment that would assist us with a strategic map, a sensitivity map for this, for the aquaculture farming in the country. So both those areas, we have already identified service providers. Honorable members, for strategic environmental assessments, because this work contributes to the environmental impact assessment which is making, we do need to use an external service provider. We have already then done the terms of reference for the draft sensitivity map for the aquaculture sector, and we are then awaiting approvals from the, in terms of the agreement between the department and CSIR. The other indicator is still in this area. That's the next slide. We have indicators around additional and integrated environmental management instruments. We have a concept document that was prepared to facilitate integration of permitting requirements, and also exception listing prepared. The use of these tools, honorable members, is supposed to assist us in also reducing the list of activities that require a full environmental impact assessment. Therefore, there is going to be a need to then regularize how those regulations or those notices, exception notices, would be adopted. So the adoption regulations have been finalized and they are ready then for public comment, and that way we are in that regard. Next slide. I think I'm now lost. Sustainability policies, where am I? Four policies. Okay, we were having an annual target there of developing an environmental sustainability policy action plan, and for the third quarter we needed to have a draft in place, and that in terms of progress we were able to develop a draft for the sustainable development policy action plan, and that is going to then undergo various processes of engagement through provincial processes, and certainly we hope that we'll be able to conclude by the end of the financial year, and that area will then remain green. Honourable members, in summary, we did not have a target that was off in this area. However, there was five targets or indicators that were still work in progress, which we are also saying that will be meeting working with the green by end of the financial year. And each one can then vouch for it as digitally responsible. Okay. So that's it. And then program three, Dimpo will quickly run through it since another chair.
Thank you, Gigi. In terms of program three, as a reception stations look at how we intend to mitigate threats to the coastal environment, our third area of work was around doing situational analysis on coastal rehabilitation, and which we met the target on that one. And also we're looking at setting national norms and standards for setback lines, and we have been able to achieve our target in that regard as well. In terms of promotion of coastal access, our target was to identify three priority areas that we promote access in, and this has been achieved as well. Next slide. In terms of the next slide, which basically looks at the different strategies and plans that we still want to then ensure that we implement to mitigate source threats, we wanted to look at, we needed to do a national review of the coastal effluent disposal, and we have managed to exceed our target in that regard because we wanted to do 50% of the review, but we were able to do 80% at the end of the third quarter. In line with exploring the economic potential of the ocean environment, we are looking at an Antarctic strategy that we wanted to have a draft developed by the end of the year. We have developed the draft. It's been circulated for input as it stands. We also have been able to develop a framework and get a framework for marine spatial planning, which also will assist in our attempts to explore the economy there. Next slide. In terms of knowledge and science work, for the sector specifically, we have been able to, after the third quarter, publish 10 peer-reviewed scientific articles. Our intention is to look at the 20, we also have had 20 cumulatively, so we exceeded our target in quarter two, hence we are saying cumulatively we're sitting at 26, even though it looks like we didn't meet the quarter three target. The other area is around the ecological studies that we want to undertake, and we have been able to do the studies sent for the seabird species, the white pelican, the Cape cormorant, the crown cormorant, the wild breasted swan, and the Cape gull. Those are the ones that we wanted to do, and we were able to do those all in that term. In terms of the SOPA count, we exceeded our target because we wanted to have 50% completion, and we ended up with 72% completion in that regard. Next slide, which looks also at ecological study for in specifically here for top predators. We were targeting the turtle tagging for third quarter, and we were able to then do that, and we had that peer review, so that was a peer review. looking at a monitoring project that we have. We were specifically looking at a draft national pension monitoring protocol, which we were able to finalize and have it workshopped. We also wanted to look at a review or a study on effectiveness of marine protected areas. That's what we wanted to do by the end of the financial year, and by the third quarter we wanted to then finalize the terms of reference for that review, and we were able to finalize those terms of reference as according to plan. Next slide. In terms of this one, we wanted to do a survey. There is a surveys of new priority habitats, and we wanted to then do a resurvey of two areas that we looked at, and up to the quarter three we were able to do four surveys, and one is Jihok Marine Protected Area, Roberg Marine Protected Area, Fertenberg Bay and Bergen Bay. So those were the ones that we were able to cover. Still on the monitoring or the observation systems that we have, I need to get the book. Sandra, just an explanation of Sandra is a South Atlantic Meridian Basin Array, and EXA would be Adela System Planet Array. Just to explain the abbreviations to you, I talk to what has been achieved in that regard. We wanted to have three observation platforms, those were deployed, and were able to deploy all those three observation platforms. Moving on to the plan for the Indian Ocean Research Cruises, which is the IIOE2, the Indian Ocean Expedition. The second one. Expedition that we wanted to do. Here the intention was we needed to finalize it in December, but if we were not able to finalize it in December, we could only finalize it in January. So there was a minor delay in that regard. In terms of the next slide, where we were talking about a research project that we needed to complete. We had targeted to do this in the fourth quarter. However, we have, I think, within because we've already started working on this and have had discussions with CSIR, the Center for Science in... And then we wanted to continue with the relief voyages that we undertake to our islands, and we were able to undertake all three by the end of the first quarter. In the next slide, then talked to the estuary management plans that we wanted to finalize. We wanted to have two draft estuary management plans developed with the AMPs. We have had challenges in developing those plans. In terms of the first one, the Buffalo River one, the challenges that we had around there were mainly in terms of negotiations with port authorities. They were supposed to provide 50% of the funding for those, and there were delays in finalizing those funding arrangements, hence the draft being not then in place. The other one around Morpho Bay, there are bigger challenges in that area because what we then discovered were around the boundaries that we have, because some people already have built houses on the banks of the estuary themselves. So there's a long negotiation process that has led to this delay that we have in that regard. The next area of work is around increasing our exclusive economic zone under marine protected areas, which is in line with our Ocean Pacifica program. We, in that regard, have been able to achieve our targets, and we are looking at least 21 marine protected areas that we will then have collected. Next slide, please. In terms of the state of the oceans and coast report, our intention is we produce an annual report card on ocean and coast indicators, and that information also feeds into the 5-year state of the environment report. So we then, on an annual basis, focus on what the key indicators of the ocean environment. Already, we have said by the third quarter, we have done the outline of the state of the ocean report and identified the themes that will cover in the area, and that has been achieved as planned. The second area was around ocean and coast monitoring evaluation program, and we were targeting a pilot in Port St. John's due to the challenges that we've had in Port St. John's. And in that area, we have finalized that program. We have a service level agreement for the pilot of the water quality monitoring in that area. Overall performance for the program, 90% of the targets were met. There were only those two areas which we've spoken about where work was still in progress and not really achieved.
Thank you, colleagues. You can go anywhere, either program three or program two. We are in your capable hands now. Well, one thing that I guess we should say, we know that the type of work that happens in particularly in problem three is more scientific work. It might be important that we go and see ourselves the outcomes that you are reporting about, so that we have a sense of what inside we are doing there. Maybe when we have an opening for oversight, and perhaps colleagues, if we can agree that we focus, in fact we did say so some other time, that for us to have a better understanding of this branch, we need to go there and see for ourselves, assisted by the leaders of the branch and the Coast DG and others. But I think we need to go there so that we have a better sense of what's happening. Well, I don't think that you want to get into that boat and go somewhere to the Antarctic. I'm sure that you will be there for 6 months just going there. But I think there are many things that we can do around this, just to get a sense of what is being said here. Because unless we do this visit, we'll continue talking about this but not have a full understanding of what this branch is. Are we colleagues?
Yes.
Good. Having said that about program, the program two, we see that in fact in terms of your target, again, well, it's good that some part is here because we're going to lump you together. How do we ensure that we know how difficult it is? ODM has spoken to some of the wonderful things that we have done. When can we turn the tide, particularly on rhino poaching? We know that it's not something that you can stick to on your own. Because there are many players, we don't want to get there. But from where you are seated with the strategy you have in place, when can you turn the tide? I know that at least in the last court of reporting by the minister, at least we had decreased as compared to the last court by about 40 or 4, something to that effect. But from where we are seated, are we winning this war, and what more do we have to do? And I'm asking a broad question, understanding the challenges that are inherent in the question that I'm asking. I don't know whether DG wants to speak or you want to refer to somebody else.
Thank you, Chair. I would request Ishan and then Fundi with the DG. Lace and the CEO of Santa are members. Thank you.
Hello,
Thank you, Chair. Chair, that's a very, very open-ended question, and it's almost like asking how long you piece of screen, Chair. As you mentioned, in the last reporting period, when the minister actually made available those statistics, you'll see that in terms of the year-on-year statistics, there actually has been a slight reduction, Chair. But despite the constant fight, and you can't say that it's going to be the same for next year, Chair. But, I mean, in terms of initiatives, there's initiatives on all fronts in terms of the strategy. So, from the current anti-poaching activity, we continue with those, and I think Felicita will be able to give you a good idea of the continued efforts in that regard. So there's a continuation in terms of the actual technology that's being used. There's a continuation in terms of the number of equipment, and I'm not sure if you're aware, Chair, recently there was new equipment that was also supplied. So all these efforts are ongoing in terms of how we actually tackle the problem. And there's issues around transportation and moving animals, that kind of thing. And also our engagement with other international jurisdictions in terms of how we address the demand issue. But Chair, generally, and we haven't had that engagement as far as I'm aware, Chair. So it might be a good idea for you to actually see. We had a nice engagement with the select committee, and I think it might be useful that we engage on that basis, because it's easy to explain on the ground in practical terms, so you can actually see the day-to-day challenges in relation to that. But, I mean, the fact that the number that we reduced is already an indication that we are hopefully moving in the right direction. But obviously, it's difficult to say we've got it under control, because there's too many role plays, and you indicated yourself. I mean, we have the South African Police Services, and there's a development of strategy also by the South African Police Services to specifically tackle the illegal wildlife management process at the moment. So I think we're going to need a broader engagement to actually explain the full extent of all our interventions.
That's the issue of the income and the
reporting.
So that we don't rush into when the reporting can come. But before you come in, can we agree, colleague, that you see, we were asked to come and spend a week at some parts. Can we agree that this year we must go and spend a week? So that we are able to get to know what is being done and what are the gains we are making. I know that the last time we were there, how long were we? 3 years ago. We were there for 2 days, 3 days, something. And we were told that we cannot do any justice if we just go there for 2 days. So we therefore, again, you are talking about an area that is bigger than Australia. Bigger than the country, let alone Swaziland. So we need to learn properly, have more time, so that as they answer this question, we see whether what they have on the ground is able to do with the kind of crime. In fact, when we are there, we can also have this meeting with the other players. We have a meeting with them on the ground. Not in some boardrooms. We are meeting there at some time. If we agree, then we will also work on that as we work on visiting our oceans and coast plans. We will work on a project that takes us to Fundy at some place called Sanpa or Kruger National Park. Not Sanpa. Sanpa is in Pretoria. Kruger National Park is everywhere. The head office is in Pretoria. Or wherever, it's okay. If you agree on the Zoo, we will work on that so that we are able to answer this question together with every player there. Babu?
Starting with what you have just raised, if the time permits, we may want to do that, but I know we have always been challenged in terms of doing a bit later. So we may want to work on something practical, see if that time will ever be there. end of the day, maybe 10 people from each shift put what is dangerous. And I thought that would let the limit at one shift ranger in containment and so much in down the way. But himself and development. But I wanted to raise two other questions. These questions are on the legal enforcement and the compliance. The first DG relates to the first slide where you're talking about the annual budget of 80%. So of course I know that you achieved by the quarter about 70%, and probably you know within the last quarter you may achieve 80%, which would be 100%. My question is not related to whether you are achieving that or whether it will be green or not. This is a question that should have come right at the development of the APP than now. But what makes us think about when we have got so many challenges in terms of environmental malpractices, why do we want to focus on AC program? Is it because of our structure? Is it our capacity that that's what not equal to the task? Therefore, we think we should focus on 80%. And that question is from you.
Okay.
But we've got another challenge. We're able to face, to confront. You see, we'll never deal with enforcement at 100% because the department itself is a challenge. The second question will relate to the last part, one slide. Your slides are not numbered, and that's why I mentioned them like that. But it's still on enforcement. Where you are indicating the review of many policies. It may be that at some point it was clear the context around which you are going to be doing that. But the issue may be, why do we undertake so many reviews or reports of the police? I don't want to assume, but probably you wanted to align them with the Sustainable Development Goals or the NDP, which is our National Development Plan. But I just want you to refresh us. Why did we have to do this? Or is it because it's actually inherent in this policy that they need to go on every 5 years or whatever. But just clarify why we go through this exercise in so many of these policies. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any other question for clarity? Is there none? Over to the department.
Thank you, Chair. I'm going to just attempt to respond and maybe one or two points Chairman Alf on the review of the policies. Honourable members, I think one, when we talk about the enforcement compliance with environmental legislation, we're talking about work that we must do cooperatively with other spheres of it's municipalities, it's the provinces and ourselves, and agencies who serve us in this case, and even the provincial authorities. And we have quite a number of the, we have the National Environmental Management Act and the CIMA. And in all of those areas, we need to build capacity. So when we started with the enforcement function in the department, we started with a certain capacity, and we said let's demonstrate, and our compliance and enforcement was driven by a bus in an area and demonstrating that if you don't comply with the laws of environment, there is going to be consequences. So we don't have enough people and capacity with the resources, financial resources that we have, let alone the dire situation of provinces and even municipalities. So currently, if I wait, I just don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but if I can say literally every year, I mean, if I can say in these last 3 years, we have probably issued environmental authorizations of about 2,000. I think it's an understatement across the sector. And with all of those authorizations, there is a condition, there are a number of conditions to be adhered to. And those, the inspections are about checking whether development institutions or developers or businesses are adhering to those conditions. That's number one. So we do have to then match the capacity that we have with our analysis of where the risk, where the highest risk, and then use the capacity, the limited capacity that we have on that basis. 80% is still quite high. If you talk about 80% of 2,000, and there are other authorizations which are on species level, like the provinces would issue a permit on a certain type of vegetation or a certain their hunting permit. There are all those other things, and all of them require some kind of enforcement and compliance actions. So honourable member, I think it's a difficult question, and certainly I think the target, as it is a stretch target, and we base it from what we had as a baseline and the number of people that we have currently in the system for compliance and enforcement. And the question on the review of the policies, again, I think there is a principle that says there is a dynamic change in what we are sensing and what we are dealing with. And there was a time where we relied a lot in terms of command and control. Now we have a rethink of what our policy position should be as a sector and how we then realign our pieces of legislation to make sure that we are more effective and more able. Maybe decide which areas are really going to require as many of the permits that we need to provide, or whether we can maybe in some other areas, just for instance, with the strategic environmental assessment on renewable energy and transmission infrastructure, we already know which corridors, which areas have got the greatest potential for renewable energy in the country. Where do those areas exist in terms of land? Is that high agricultural land potential, or can we look at land that is not high agricultural value? And basically upfront limit then the need for authorization. Or at least extensive EIA processes, and facilitate agreements with their owners, with ESCOM and so on, so that they can roll out transmission infrastructure. At the same time, the IPPs for renewables can then make the necessary investments with limited hindrances. So there are those tools and that ability, which tools are new in our current environmental law. And we are still trying to implement and effect the system. So there is a need to then review what works best and how do we then improve our effectiveness in that sense. But the colleagues have had extensive thoughts and discussions around why the need for the review, and basically I think they can make an addition. Thanks on our
comment.
Who wants
to come in?
Thank you, Tehu. It speaks to two major areas in the one area to answer begin directly with Honourable Makubela's question. On the question of the review of the policy, in essence, where we come from is in the early 2000s, we had what we call the National Framework for Sustainable Development, which was a white paper. That was converted into the National Strategy for Sustainable Development, and this was in terms of the Johannesburg Panel Implementation, which was we hosted in Johannesburg. The World Summit on Sustainable Development in 2002. That National Sustainable Development Strategy fed into the NDP process. So in essence, we moved from the NFSD, the National Framework for Sustainable Development, which is the policy principles and translated into a national strategy for sustainable development, and the NDP integrated all the principles and policy priorities of the National Strategy for Sustainable Development into the National Development Plan, which becomes then a multi-sectoral. So the challenge we have now is to do an ICAP. In terms of industrial policy, we've got the Industrial Policy Action Plan. So we need to convert to action. And this review, if you look at the output, is exactly that question, the National Sustainable Development Policy Action Plan, which we are developing. The second part of this is the question around the efficiency and effectiveness of our existing systems and laws. And if you look at the output indicators, the first area is our streamlining environmental authorizations is the regulations. So we've got all the regulation areas for adopting additional instruments and new instruments and better decision making. The second area is priority sectors. So we've got outputs here for the renewable energy sector, for the aquaculture sector, and the shale gas sector. And the third area is priority regional areas, which are the strategic infrastructure projects. And then the fourth area is quality assurance of environmental practitioners, which is the Section 24H regulation. So this whole package of review is not only a review of the policy and a conversion to an action plan, but the review of the efficiency and effectiveness of the existing regulatory system that we implement. Thanks.
Well, if we can have a request or indulgence, even if we were to continue with the department, you will not finish this. Unless we were to do compliance. So once finished today, we have a proposal that I've discussed with the division, and that proposal is that we can only take two or so. And she has requested that we take program six because of some difficulties of the guy who's got to run somewhere. Then after program six, we'll take some part. Because as we indicated at the beginning, we should have come early in youth center as well. And as you say, we didn't have paid. So we'll take guys, then we'll take some parts, then we'll have one discussion. Because at two, we must be in parliament. We are debating the state of the mission address by the president. So we must be there. So guys, you don't have all the time in the West. inside you have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lights. And after you, it will then be done part. Then we will call you back department on something there in the program that says analysis of the state of the nation address. This is your work. We'll continue with this work that we're doing now. We can throw in this one as well. But we'll have to finish, including your finances, on this vessel. So we are very hopeful that we'll finish. We also have program 3, program 4, 5, and 6.
No, 6 will be done.
Oh, no, 7.
7,
yes. Okay. Agreed, colleagues?
I thought that the way NOS was going to manage it, the program was saying we were completing the quarter past 4. But I thought
don't play with us. They will be playing with our mind. This is my game. Guy?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning to you, to the Deputy Minister, and to all honourable members and colleagues. I'll be quick. The first performance indicator, the full-time equivalents, we're actually at 87% of our annual target already. But those are unverified data. So we're having to capture the IDs of every single person. It's a huge cost to do. And so the figures that we've been showing until now have been verified figures, but we are anticipating that we will achieve the full verification before the end of the year. And
why are you presenting when in all the other, because either the GT or somebody else presenting? Oh, I know, you'll stick forever.
The second one is the number of work opportunities. We already have 124% of our target for the year. Again, we are verifying all of the IDs, and we don't anticipate any problems there. The number of accredited person days is yellow, but we will achieve that target. It has been a bit of a slow start. The number of youth benefiting from the youth environmental services is on target, so is the number of SMEs. The school age equivalent is my fault. The figure there of 60,000 is not the correct figure in terms of what we have done, because we haven't submitted the evidence to the department properly. We have to work through the Department of Basic Education. So the actual figure is 103,823. That's 74% of the quarterly figure. We are anticipating that we'll get probably to about 75% generally for the year at the moment. So the problem has been with the production of wood. We've got lots of biomass, but it's drying the biomass, and the procurement of kilns and things that has been a problem. But generally with what we have in place as equipment, we are able to now move at the kind of speed that we are hoping to. I do want to say that we are still by far the best in the country in that regard. The other buyback centers is red and will be red. There's one buyback center that will not be funded in this financial year. It's a problem with securing land and the processes for those licenses in Swanee. But we are meeting with them on Friday. So actually, we will catch up, but not in this financial year. So overnight visitor accommodation is green. The climate change one is not ours. Residence is green, the number of trees planted are green, number of hectares of land under rehabilitation is also fine, community parks is on target, kilometers are accessible, coastline is on the full target. Environmental monitors is marginally below, that was because of the slight slowness at Ishiman Divisor in terms of securing the environmental monitors that is now already achieved. So that will also be green for the year. Emerging basis is cumulatively already at 100 with about 60. The site where fire control is done, again, we are already ahead of the target. The initial hectares, we are at 47% of the next site, we are at 67% of follow-up. We are anticipating that we will exceed the follow-up, but we will not meet the initial. And I just want to say that this kind of work is incredibly difficult to predict because of things like droughts and fires and what have you. So where you've had the fires of Head Mountain now, or Head St. Francis, what you have is this huge number of seedlings that come up, and we have to try to shift our focus to deal with it. So just as an idea, the fires in Table Mountain, which would have been so much worse in terms of damage had it not been for the work done by the water, we now have an anticipated 32 million rand that we must spend on the seeds that are coming up as a result of the fire. And, you know, it's very difficult to budget for that sort of thing. We have to keep shifting what we do and where we do it. So I'm afraid that's why we're unlikely to meet our target, but our first focus is always on securing the gains that we've already made, to maintain those gains of the fire. The wildfire suppression is being, the eradication intervention is being and will be being prioritized on invasive species in a resident species target. Yes. So 72% there, 27%, but that's not right because we are red in the one.
I am the red one.
And I'm afraid our red card there is not super right. So that was very
And we'll come back to you so that you tell us what is not right with the overall percentages. Okay. Did you change that? Why is what Bill is there, Pune? Pune, welcome with your team.
So can guy
I beg your pardon, I've been corrected, we weren't corrected.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you weren't ready, but I have red, yes.
It was the wrong issue of potential. It's second quarter red, third quarter is supposed to be green.
Oh, third quarter?
Yes.
I know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the overall percentage.
Yes.
We have a percentage here that is red.
Yes, it was number two that was late now, that's changed.
Oh.
Because of the evidence that we spoke about.
Okay. Then the next welcome sign part, the platform is yours, at Four Talk. If you are still speaking, we will leave you alone. In fact, at 1:30, if you are still speaking, we will leave you alone. We don't know who will answer. This guy is leaving now.
Yes.
So you answer. You are not leaving now. Okay, fine. Okay. Well, welcome to you. We made a promise that if you do come, we will send you. And because we are all agreed with the department that you guys will be going somewhere. So let's see whether you have been able to meet your obligations for the period. Most welcome. You can fire on.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, Minister, Honorable Members, compliments of the New Year. We are not going to follow the content of the presentation, but what is key for today is to talk to the performance dashboard. Chairperson, we have also included the AG findings and the IT governance. We will also talk to financial performance. I'm not sure if you want the AG findings and the IT governance.
Tell us about the second and third quarter. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. And we'll then do the, we'll move directly to the indicators. The slide. Chair, quickly on the highlight the structure, just to indicate now, we've appointed the ME Tourism Marketing, Ms. Heidi Marcello. We've also appointed now the head of its office, Mr. Lucas. That was vacant last time we found it. Next slide. Next one. Chair, this one, this table is just to show what we have amended in October. There was an instruction from portfolio committee to amend some of our targets that was just showing those that we have amended mid-year because we had to adjust them. Dr. Preston has spoken to the land rehabilitation, restoration, and also wetlands. There, we are following the amended response in terms of approvals and budget. Therefore, in October, we amended those targets, but we record progress on them. I'm just showing what we've amended during the year. Next one. Chair, remember you have also, we had some requests from the in terms of species protection. We also amended those ones, and also the issue of jobs. We amended, they also linked to the office. Next one. This one, Chair, it was your instruction that the, with the women, our target was at 36%. You said you must change to 50%, but we're trying to question as the instruction. Therefore, that's why we have to change this one. Even with people with disabilities, remember, we had our own target. You said you would comply to 2%.
It was illegal. Yes,
well. In terms of budget, we were using initially a percentage increase. Now we are using budget variance. It's a different one. I'm not sure what you have shared in your bags, because what I have is completely different from this.
We have what comes from you.
When it comes from you, you gave us now. Apologies, I don't even know what actually happened.
Is it decent? Do I start here?
Go back.
Things easier for you. If that information is not helpful to yourself, and the information you have is also not hiding the information that you have, it will not assist us.
Chair, I do have a memo sheet with my presentation. I would like to use my the one in the memo sheet.
We are in your capable hands. You have until 1 o'clock. But by the way, all that you want, indeed, on the second and third quarter, what is it that you plan for? After all, what does that mean? Did you add it?
Yes.
We don't want many things. I see that we put too many things in. All that you tell us, what did you plan for the second quarter and third quarter? And have you achieved, and if you have not achieved, what are the reasons in particular for not achieving? What would things be looking like after the fourth quarter? Andrew, I see that we have many issues. There was audit matters,
We'll see you after the fourth quarter, all those audit measures. For now, tell us what happened in the third quarter.
Next one, next one. That's it. Thank you very much, sir. I wonder this. Sir, you can see in terms of budget variance, we've been reporting in the first quarter, second quarter we've been yellow. Now we have improved in our budget. When the CFO presents the financials, we'll be able to do such figures. Even in terms of expenditure, we've been progressing well in terms of breaking even. Under tourism revenue, we've been achieving first quarter, second quarter. In the third quarter, we are below due to the declining visitor numbers, so the visitor numbers. Therefore, we looking forward. I think the weekend is working in our favor. And also, what we have is the Easter weekend that is coming. Therefore, we prepare in the fourth quarter, we improve in terms of tourism revenue. In terms of our products, we've been doing well. We're all in there, that's right. Fundraising policy, because we are having philanthropists want to assist them, but without a strategy, it was not assisting. We are now busy analyzing our strategy. In the occupancies, we are doing well, we've been green. In customer satisfaction index, that's why people still visit our parks, because we measure that every quarter, we've been getting positive results. In terms of numbers, total number of visitor parks, we've been yellow first quarter, second quarter. Now we're trying to pick up again. Next slide. In terms of the measuring our performance, in terms of the monitoring system, we'll be doing well implementing all the corrective measures because we get assessed every 2 years. In terms of total hectares of land rehabilitated, as I indicated earlier, although we changed the targets after engaging here, we are achieving that. Under rehabilitation, you can see in the second quarter we were yellow, now we are picking up. In terms of adding land to our national parks, we have been negotiating different landowners. Now we manage in the third quarter to add to our national park system more land, as it is clear to read all the time. Because we had to negotiate, we had to put contracts in place, we have to agree on the price of course of the land once the permissions are done. Next slide. In terms of marine, we have no milestones there because again, it's a negotiated deal. In the next reporting, we put on board the Ajo Marine Project area and also the Namakwa. Recently, DIA has been negotiating for the Marine Project area around Robbie Island. Again, coming next year, we'll report on that and what we're doing. In terms of the park management plans, we have no milestones to engage stakeholders, but now we have results for all the two management plans that we are reviewing for two of the national parks. In terms of species protection, Chair, I will pause and hope for the question you raised earlier, because the issue of the rhino poaching, we are implementing all of those interventions. The four pillars that were approved by cabinet. I will specifically in this case talk about Suka when it comes to rhino poaching, because our other six national parks where we have rhinos, we haven't experienced any killings. But at the same time, our rangers are up to it, they are on the alert because poachers can easily deflate to other areas. We are looking at Suka on three strategies. The first one is what we call early detection. You need technology in order to respond. We are busy, I'll say it in Parliament, that we are doing our Western perimeter fence by making sure the cable to detect poachers has come into the park. On the Eastern part, which is bordering Mozambique, we are also busy implementing that technology. That's your technology side. We are also finalizing the testing zones because we need also the air mobility that is linked to your detection so that we can respond quickly. That's one part. At the same time, last year, late last year, We managed to purchase two helicopters with night vision mobility. Therefore, when we combine the mobility plus technology, we'll be able to detect and spawn. When it comes to ground mobility, we've trained radars continuously, of course. We've also purchased flight vehicles that can approach the terrain. Therefore, like we call them Polaris. You can lift in a helicopter, put it on the ground, make sure that they are easily to get to the poachers whilst you are also using your air mobility. We also have dogs that assist us a lot in terms of pursuing the poachers. We are also have improved all our roads, our teams, so that we can be able to link to the sites when we do that. Therefore, the issue of terrain mobility, air mobility, and ground mobility needs to be combined. By planting the seismic cable and also the eastern perimeter fence, that's where any detection will need to happen. I'm only emphasizing certain on the Kula part. There are other focus around managing rhinos themselves, transportation of rhino. We transferred a lot of rhino to safer places in the last year. We will be continuing this year to do exactly that. Next slide. In terms of cultural heritage implementation, we made good progress. We were yellow in the second quarter, but we have achieved in the third quarter. The research, our scientists are busy producing the papers, are doing the research, peer reviewing the publications, therefore we continue doing that. Next slide. In terms of the entrance, we have this program which is robust, therefore we're in there, and also the number of environmental education impact assessment tools have been developed. When it comes to participation of school kids, you can see we're yellow in the third quarter. Due to the fact that the Department of Education introduced a policy which is restricting extracurricular activities outside the school grounds during school hours. What now we are trying to accelerate is to enhance our holiday program so that we make sure that we don't interfere with syllabus. All we do is also engage education in terms of the holiday program. Jobs, equivalent jobs created, there were delays there. We are red. Therefore, it's about the matter of improving business planning, of which we are doing shareholders here. There were elements of budget cuts. Therefore, again, is one area we're going to salary because now the business plans have been approved in the fourth quarter. We'll do that. That's right. The full-time equivalent, I think, of capacity also owed to this area. Therefore, we're yellow there. We was capacity full-time. Some of the interns got full-time jobs. Therefore, they exit immediately. Therefore, you can be clean. But once they are in the full-time program, you send back. Once they get full-time jobs, they leave. Therefore, your numbers drop. Hence, we're yellow there. In terms of immoral jobs, they've improved in the last two quarters. That's right. One is having that to support, so support same number or green there. This area, all of the members of community contractual agreements, is not a true reflection of what we do as members. We have quite a number of contractual agreements with communities that you need to maintain. Of course, the process is time consuming. You need to negotiate with traditional leadership. You need to communicate with municipalities, you need to negotiate with community trust. There are programs that we are busy working on. The research fair contractual agreement has been renewed with the people of research. Therefore, we are again signing a lease of another 8 years to manage research on behalf of the research fair. The Bezulem teaching arrangements are taking shape. We got funding from here. We are busy negotiating with communities in order to start doing the fencing in the area. Dinjejane, Ngambeni, and Zuli contractual arrangements, we are busy reviewing those. So they've been established a couple of years ago. But the transactions were not in favor of communities. Therefore, we are busy reviewing those. The Komanisan were delivered the second batch of wild animals to the Komanisan community. We delivered the first batch 2 years ago. This year, last year again, we have delivered another batch of animals. They are doing well because their ecotourism now is growing. Next slide. In terms of the media, it has been positive. Even given the issue of crime reporting, I think there has been balancing in terms of reporting on all our activities in St. Mark's. That's right. The AG, I would like to request the COO to talk to this response man quickly, and then the CFO will do our finances and also our AG findings. Thank you. Chairperson, this one, remember, we had our own targets, but we are progressing slowly there. We have a new recruitment policy that we reviewed. Our EE succession then is being reviewed. We still have a challenge of recognition of some of the managers. Therefore, we keep on recruiting, of course, in order to stick to our EE plan. Chair, you can see on women who have been doing well until the amendment, now we are red. But again, we are complying with that instruction so that we are also in line with the legislation. Of course, we have challenges there. We will do as per our recruitment policy. We will make sure that we attract women in the organization, we retain them, we have programs that are attractive to women to stay in Sandbox. Next slide. Disabilities, again, we're doing well, Chair, with our initial plan, but for now, Chair, we have some limitations, of course. We need people to look at our buildings in order to make sure they accommodate this. Therefore, the issue of universal access and standards, we have not yet achieved that. Therefore, we will continue reinforcing posts for people with disabilities, and then we also engage with organized structures in order to make sure that we attract the correct people. Male to female ratio, we have achieved. We did also on employees meeting minimum standards. We have done an assessment of qualifications of people occupying certain positions. Therefore, that work we have achieved for this quarter. We're making progress in the last quarter. Next slide. In terms of corporate governance, Chair, this area is red, and we need to be candid about it, because we have now introduced in our organization what we call core management competencies, CMCs. All contracts didn't have this area. This is the area where we check leadership capabilities, strategic capabilities of senior managers. This area was absent. If we were to report the next quarter, this area would be same. Because some of the performance agreements were delivered from Kruger after the third quarter. Therefore, we will see this area changing. We have to report as it is. But the training of managers in terms of contracting, in terms of developing CMCs, is ongoing. CCMA cases, it's not a nice thing to have cases, of course, but we have been doing well in terms of fairness to the organization, and also fairness to the employees. Therefore, we've been following proper procedures. The skills run plan, the plan was not in place. Therefore, approval is supposed to happen beforehand. Come next financial year, the third plan will be in place beginning of the financial year, so that we can roll out immediately. But in this case, the plan of development is very late. Hence, this is already late. Next slide. This is a summary, honorable members. You can see the movement in terms of achievements. You can see the movement in terms of progress. You can see the movement in terms of the rest and the new targets. No targets is going down. Come new APPs, we'll make sure there's targets in each quarter so that we don't have the blues. Thank you very much. I think the next one is a financial position, of which the CFO will take us through it quickly.
You see, we have a fourth court with you.
Mm-hmm.
And
Also, we did the AG's report with you. There's no other AG's report that is available now. So, we would like to redo the AG's report. What we did, when we were looking at your annual performance, we did and we got your response to the issues. I didn't know the issues by heart. So you did respond to them. So from where we sit, there is no need for us to go through the agent report because we did that. What we wanted to get, though of course you guys have written it in your own way, is what were your targets for the third quarter and whether you have met those targets. But we will take it from what you are saying. We don't know whether your targets are generic. Same target for first quarter, same target for second quarter, same target for third quarter. Because you have one quarterly target in all your presentation, then we will take it that those targets speak to your quarter one, your quarter two, because that's the only assumption you can make from your presentation. So from where I'm seated, I would say also because of time constraints, I think members would like to engage you on what you have not been able to achieve in particular. So the financials, because they will still come, we'll also have some people who have got more capacity than ourselves, who would have looked at your financial dependence. We have the Finance and Fiscal Commission. We also have the Auditor General's Office. When we deal with your fourth quarter, they would have looked at those. Instead, they would have spoken to some of us of what are the issues that they picked up so that we can relate those issues to you and see what they're correcting. Colleagues, here we are. Just for now, we are trying to assist you on the third quarter. And there are quite a number of threads. We have explained why we have got a number of threads because there are certain things that you have to change. And there are certain targets that you have to change, and including certain plans and the ways of doing things that you have got to change. And the price cost will come the fourth quarter. Those things will be good. Oh, it'll be great. Colleagues, any comments on both, by the way, on both presentations by a guy and also by the CEO here? Yes, sir, good.
Let me start by the issue on program. It's not really to say there's no achievement or whatever, but we're not happy with the program. We realize that more as the mission indicates, it's fine. But this moving target, or invasive in it only, it's like we're unable to deal with it because they keep moving, shifting, changing things, the fire, the voting, or that. We are not able to deal with it. So that we don't time and again get the same response. We need at some point to get our hands on it, get hold of it. So we don't even know we can achieve this because you see it's just problematic in English. And we are able with that. That you never have enough money to deal with this thing, what it keeps changing, it depends on the year and the climate, and so on. I'm just saying, to me, otherwise we'll accept that this is the end of the road. There's no other way of dealing with it. We must just deal with what we can. But it's a moving target. Today we are 26, tomorrow can be like that. So even if it will just be made up elsewhere, you can't tell. You just have, you know, it's no longer about issues and problems. It's made on sharp faith. But the division is being developed. It's only that it's problematic in its nature. I just hope I've driven the point. The second one on the on-hand part.
the community contract just a concern for me that whatever this issue prolonging or going on like that, I've had the kind of explanation or explanatory remarks on it to say why are we at that point. But it remains a concern. I don't think it needs to be a big problem like that. We need to move with speed. On the speed development program, it just comes to me that we have put our objective wrong in the vision.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we had thought that there would be some speed development work done, when we have got no plan, we have got no policy around it, we needed to first develop it. I think the objective should have been the development of a skills development plan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making a point. Because if you don't have, you can't do anything. You can't touch it. What it was budget for doing something when you have no basis upon which you must do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm reckoning it might have been a wrong one. The last point. There's a lot of amendments that have been done to the AT, part of which was in a move to believing that we caused the problem because we requested them to amend the illegal powers and so on and so on. Which is, but there's just a lot beyond those which the portfolio committee said, and I'm not basing it on your own presentation, which I'm still coming to. I'm basing it on mine. The one we will receive, there's just a lot of the amendments mid-year. And, you know, it's almost like a change of the entire, and I'm not saying that, but it's almost like 50% almost change of the APP. So it may be that even if there are changes in future, those changes must be a quarter or something about 25%, or it can be that we are sitting with a totally new thing. DG, I think there's a problem in how we may negotiate this presentation. But we rely more on what was presented, not what we had in our hands. So at times we may, they seem to be asking on one to say stupid questions. I'm just saying, you know, there won't be so much in saying because you must then try to remember how you presented, what you said and right at the same time and so on. And I'm not sure if all of us are at that level wherein you can write and listen and so on at the same time. You know, something that also are required to do. What's point is like what I said. We now listen and purpose, like, and so on, that's how we engage. But if no one is listening, people are changing this, just how much are we hearing, and so on, formulate questions, and so on, it becomes a bit too much. But I just hope it won't repeat that we have handed out a presentation that is not necessarily the case that is being talked about. Thanks.
Any others? No, I understand why the rest of South Africa. Yes, yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I just have a question, or a request actually. Can we get that presentation by email? Because it's two totally different documents.
That's what we're going to propose. But before we even get to that, No, we understand this packet. It's the same information, but repackaged for the presentation. Now, just send us that information. But you see, the issue that I will raise, or that I raise, I'll raise it again. It must be clear to all of us whether the target we have for quarter three are the same target we had for quarter one. So that there is clarity in our heads.
Of course, you can. You can, if you want to, have the same target, except that at the end of the fourth quarter, then you must have done all four quarters, that gives you 100. Then I can, as a simple person who did something called Izibalo, I can then say your first quarter will have 25% of your annual target. Your second quarter will have 50% of your annual target. Your third quarter will have 75% of your annual target. And of course, your fourth quarter will then have 100% of your 100. Now, why am I raising it like that for you? Which is, when you have got a quarterly target that is 80, and of what you have written there, is 80 for which quarter? It must be clear to us. Because if, and indeed, that's how you frame your presentation, by the way. That's why I also asked, are these targets generic? Again, it's something that you can go and look at. Maybe we might not be understanding them the same way you understand them. But when you send us those, like I was saying, by the way, we have met with the department, but you can see what is their target on this particular issue for the third quarter. Whether it's creation of policy, whether it's coming up with a service provider to take something forward, you are given information of what it is that they need to do in the quarter. We are not sure whether we can say the same in relation to your presentation, CEO. We can't say the same. If you can assist us so that, and I understand why it's so difficult for these colleagues to engage with the presentation. I can tell you, even if you had just come here and made the presentation without giving us anything, but if you have done it in this fashion, I can tell you we'll at least be able to interact with it. But at the moment, it's very difficult for us to interact with the presentation. So if you can go on your own, interact with your own presentation, and put yourself in our boots, how, as members of parliament, would you interact with that presentation from the SANPAC before you send us? Just make your own observations before you send us. Of course, we still need to interact, but when you send us, be sure that you are sending us something that we can do. By the way, we need to write. We need to also to write and present to Parliament that we interacted with you in the third quarter. Now, we can't bring something to Parliament that we ourselves are not sure what it is that we're bringing. So if you can assist us with it, CEO. And again, that doesn't say you guys are on top of what we are doing. That doesn't say so. It might be how you package the information for our engagement. It's something that you can look at. And having said those things to the department, yes?
I just wanted to say, before the presentation, she had asked the question whether or not we are making progress or are far away from. I think it's also worth noting that as much as there has been about 10% increase in the rhino poaching activities, but we need to note that without the intervention that's in place, it could have been much higher. So, I'm just saying we are getting somewhere. While I agree with what the way you're saying the presentation would have been packaged, but we are, you know, we are making some progress. Could have been more.
Thank you
very much. I would like to make a plea. Please impeach Ado with this and extraordinary situation or if I have what things are invited to come to do with him. But it's really difficult for us.
They requested.
Oh, they requested.
This was their request.
It makes it very difficult for us. So this is another entity doing a presentation at the same time receive the new document. While we are listening, we have to go through the new presentation. It's really not there for us. We can't bring our oversight, our oversight role as politicians to hold the entities accountable. We are getting the document. While we are listening to this other entity doing a presentation, we must quickly get things through the document. It's really unfair.
I think we are speaking the same. We are in agreement. In fact, by the way, colleagues from the department and leadership, if you give us your documents even earlier, it may be even easier for us. They can even say, no, you can run with speed because we have gone through the document with a good price. But if we get it now, then we must also, there is difference in the package, what is represented and what we have. It creates a lot of problems. We agree with you about for one. And again, you don't assist us to assist you. By the way, we are in this together. That's one thing that you must know, colleagues. We are in this together. Our work is to ensure that the money we have given you, you use it for the ATPs that you have given us. Nothing less and nothing. Unless if there are changes, say why you have changed. Unless if we have also goaded you to change like we have done in the event of women and other people with disabilities. So, again, we understand, but we also agree with the WIF that, again, we can't be dealing with the first hand, dealing with the second hand, then come with the third hand, just like we're dealing with different scenarios of ATP because of the number of amendments that they do. But we understand that, indeed, there is a new leadership. That we understand, that there is a new leadership. The CEO is new. The CEO is new. The CFO is new. It's like a portfolio. And you are catching. We are full time all of you. But we understand, of course, that will create a problem of its own. Where you come in there and you think that the entity that you find there might not be speaking to what you want to achieve. We understand that. That's why we are not having too much. Except that, of course, we can't change almost everything. At a go, because it also creates problems of its own, including consistency. But having said that, we will appreciate the effort that you are making. Maybe it's just how you present it. Maybe it's just how you present it. Go and look at the presentation. All of you are here. Then send us something that you think we can make sense of. Send us a presentation. By the best that is the deputy minister. Deputy minister, we will always ask the question. We understand the efforts that we're making, what the CEO has said. We understand the efforts that we're making. But at some stage, those efforts must take us to a serious decrease in the post. And to us, that's what Dodge said. We must have pointers that are pointing us towards decrease, not necessarily no portion at all. This could be 10% decrease, 5% decrease, but once we see serious decrease, indeed we will say, these interventions we are speaking to, Deputy Minister, and the CEO and PG, we can see that indeed they are making a difference. And numbers don't lie. Numbers don't lie. When we say now we have had a 10% decrease, now 10% decrease, indeed we can see that all of us as a team, there is something we are doing that is getting out these types of outcomes. But we also agree with you that if those interventions were not there, the likelihood is that men would be heading no line of the door. But we are saying the ultimate aim of these interventions must be to give us decrease in the rate of torture, including how you structure your ATP in this area. At some stage, whether during our lifetime, and I don't know when, maybe you can tell us when, at some stage we must see decrease. At some stage. As to when that stage is, that's another matter that we got to discuss. But at some stage it is. Because if we don't see any decrease,
then we might also be facing what? Extinction. We might. And that is the real concern to us. What do we show to our little ones? We show them what pictures of dinos. But you know, we once had this animal.
Dinosaurs.
Like dinosaurs, yes. But colleagues, I think we are on the same wavelength. Indeed, we are not saying we are not doing enough. But of course, even our enough might not be enough in this business. Let's see how do we work towards decrease. Dear Minister, we will be with you on the first, so that we continue with this work. By the way, Babufundi, we have had entities that have come to us. Now, when we are not that happy, we call you again. And it is just in our nature. What would happen to you? We give you a second chance. So we might give you a second chance so that these members are able to engage with you on the working of the sand pass. But we will look at the dates, taking in mind that indeed you will not be around. But with the department, we will finish this third quarter report on the first. We should be watching the number three. With that said, I don't know whether Corinne wants to say anything before we close.
Initial hectares, the ones that I'm saying are not going to be
We have to go back and we have to do that work because there is a matrix there. We're just saying we're not going to get to it in Libya now because of the prioritization we have to do for follow-up work. And that follow-up work always has some variability to it. I'm afraid it's similar with fires. We can't predict where the fires are going to be. We can't predict how bad they are to be. We do know that they will occur, and we have to be able to be that flexible to be different. And I could go on, and I don't want to worsen my reputation, but there are aspects around the what constitutes a hectare, because on a hectare, in the way we measure, if there's one invasive species that's an invasive hectare, if there are 10,000 invasive specimens, it's also an invasive hectare. So we talk about convention gains, and that's it. In another occasion, I will perhaps have an opportunity to talk to the challenges we face in doing these measurements. But what I can say is that some exceptional work has been done through the program to partners like Sandbox.
Okay, thanks, Chair and Honourable Members. We will come back on the 1st, and certainly I think we look forward to the strategic planning workshop because the issues around the measures, you will then have a better opportunity to interrogate the health sets, the targets, and the indicators. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson, Honourable Members. All the points are noted. I have asked for the presentation. Yes, sir, indeed, we will only show in the chapter. COO will explain the format. There's no greatness for you to show everything. And of course, Chairperson, the targets are not always the same. For some are cumulative, some are informed by your trends, some are informed by your milestones. But Makubela, on the issue of community projects and contracts, we take note and fully agree that some of the contracts need to be maintained. What you are dealing with now, even the ones that are in place, there are a lot of private sector involved without even us. Some were also done by the Land Change Commissioners. We recently had a workshop with the Commission led by the Chief Land Change Commissioner where we agreed on how we maintain these contracts and agreements. For some are certain claimants. Therefore, we make sure that we maintain those that are in place because sometimes they tend to collapse if there's no post supporting those. Of course, we negotiate new ones. You need to learn from the old ones. Hence, please. But the point is noted. The change of tactics, and also the question was related to one. It was informed even by the AG report. On some of the tactics, where people say they were not making sense, then to change them. Also to improve our own reporting. Therefore, that is also noted and appreciated. I would like, with your permission, to come in for this week.
Quarterly target, as you see there, is the third quarter target. In most cases, it's the first target, so it's the progress year to date, which is the quarterly target. The baseline is the actual performance of the entire year for last year. And then we provide the progress that we provided there was as per the quarter that we talked about, and that's why we've expanded our quarter three more in terms of what the actual achievement has been, and only if we have not achieved, we say what has been achieved. But in that case, there is a correct check. But we will revert back to you on the receipt. changes in the amendment of the target. I think there's one thing that you do have to clarify and bring a little bit back to what Dr. Pearson said. In terms of eight of the targets that we've changed on the board was related to the advanced public work program. So it seems like a large number. We, at this time of the year, when we submit our APCs and our targets, we work on estimated performance to establish what our targets should be. We can only get confirmation of our allocation and of the business plan based on the needs of only a little bit later, which means that we will always have to change because our allocations are not exactly the same year. And the emphasis, for example, on follow-up versus new might change based on the changes that occur in the round. And that's why those are the changes. The only other place is we change annual targets were based on the feedback that we've received from the agent on the APT. This year we have actually reversed that trajectory and the AD is actually looking at the APT and controlling that. In other instances, what we have done is we've changed certainly targets where there has been no targets. And we've just included what the milestones are, and you would recall, Chair, that you have requested us that even where there is no milestones, we should set committee a sense of what has been achieved in that. So we have not amended those annual targets, we will still be submitting to review. Population plan, for example, but we will be able now to tell the quarterly how far are we in developing those population plans. The annual targets have not been amended, the quarterly targets have been clarified in those instances. So there is the EWP where we change annual targets and then the two related to compliance legislation. It's the only place the annual targets have been changed.
Okay, colleagues, that then brings us to the end of our engagement. See you on the first DG and the Bernan with Father. Thank you very much for, by the way, can you just, let me just repeat what we have always said. You know, we are not doing this for a blind. We are doing this so that all of us work together to improve the life of us. That's how we're here, by the way. And when we think that we could have done better, we will say so. But broadly speaking, we can see that the department is doing pretty well in the area that we have entertained up to now. And this is not the first time we have said so. Even in our debate in that house, we say so. Not only as the governing party, also the opposition will say so at point at certain areas that we can do better. Mm-hmm. But they still say, this is one department that works. Mm-hmm. Keep it up. Mm-hmm. And all of us say so. Mm-hmm. The one department that works, and rest assured, Tina, we know, mm-hmm. because we work with you. Mm-hmm. We don't read about you from some paper. We work with you, we interact with you, so we understand the effort that you put in what you do. And keep up with this wonderful work, where indeed there might be omissions there and there, it's just human. It's just human, but indeed we will indicate to you to please make some improvements. But from where we are seated, you are doing your best. Take that with you wherever you go. And tell your kids. The parliamentary community then comes to say, we are doing our best. And thank you very much, colleagues.
Thank you.
Until we meet again. Bye bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
My question is, when Thank you.